back, y'all. Focusing on air conditioning and heating down in the southern part of Arizona right now with our specialist from Tucson Temperature Control. And you guys are going to straighten me out on TEP, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. What's going on down there?
So TEP offers a lot of programs to help people upgrade their air conditioning. The first one they offer is the Check Me program. And what that does is it goes over, completely goes over the system to see what the true efficiency of your existing system is. If it falls below a certain efficiency, they will pay you up to $650. I'm sorry, they will pay up to $350 to replace it before it stops working. Then they have the other program, which is the quality install program. And that system, as long as it's done by an authorized Tucson Electric and Power company, they'll come out, inspect it to make sure it was put in the way that the manufacturer recommended it. And as long as it does all the qualifications of what the manufacturer recommendations are, they'll pay you an additional $650. So there's up to a $1,000 rebate directly from the power company in Tucson for replacement of units. There's also the ductwork. 99% of all systems leak in the ductwork.
Yeah.
So they found that that's the majority of where your efficiency is going. A lot of our ductwork's in attics, and it's extremely hot. So they also provide another additional $450 for leaky ductwork repair under that same program. We have this high-tech piece of equipment called a duct blaster, and it will actually enclose the ductwork, encapsulate it, plugs every single register. They pressurize the system, and then they record it to see how much duct leakage you have. And from there, we can go in, whether or not we need to hand seal it or aero seal or something of that nature. TEP's programs are great for people who want to put a high-efficient unit in. They're actually giving money back.
One of the ductwork challenges y'all have that are peculiar to Tucson, I think, is that y'all in Tucson, the builders, stayed with EVAP cooling for much longer because it worked better down there. Consequently, the ducts were designed for the high-flow EVAP cooler units.
Correct.
Now, I will tell you from personal experience that with the efficiency air conditioners are today, and y'all are free to disagree with me if you want, but I EVAP cooled my garage for 10 years. Last summer, I put a mini split on that thing, and I'm air conditioning my garage. And in the middle of the summer, I was saving $75 a month.
Oh, yeah, because it's not running 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, it's maintaining the temperature.
Yep. Yeah. The mini split SEER rating is like at 33, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Where a central air conditioning system through a duct work system, what? I mean, you have to start paying crazy amounts of money to give above 16 or 18, don't you?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the mini splits are great because if you're trying to cool a couple rooms in the house, you can adjust the temperature accordingly to the room you're in instead of trying to, with a standardized air conditioning, you're pushing air through the whole house.
The thing I don't understand about mini splits, and folks, when we're talking about this, we're not trying to get too technical. It's just a new variation. It's not really new because we've used it in motel rooms for 50 years.
Yeah, it's new to the United States or just now coming here. It's been big in Europe and Asia forever.
They don't have duct work there, so that's everything's correct. Done ductless. But it's ductless air conditioning, no ducts at all. The cooling unit, the heating unit is mounted right there in the room. And, you know, you've stayed in many motels where you go to the unit underneath the window right there. You walk in the door and you turn it to cool or high or low or warm, high or low, and that's it. That's basically a ductless mini split. Well, now they've got them looking a little bit better than what they looked in the...
And quieter.
And a whole lot quieter. You can't even hear mine go on and off. So... My dilemma with them is now you're losing all your air filtration.
Correct.
So how do you combat that now? How do you come back and clear the air?
Well, that's the biggest problem. A lot of manufacturers weren't thinking about that. They just recently came out with an air scrubber that will work with the mini split system. So it will help filter that air on a mini split system. Because when you put a mini split in there, you've got a closed loop system without any fresh air. And there's really no filtration other than that little piece of plastic that
little dinky thing
to protect the system. So they do have a scrubber now that will work for that.
Well, we got off track speaking about that ductless because we were going back to the other topic that I've completely lost now.
Swamp cooler duckwork.
But it was the swamp cooler duckwork. You've got an oversized duckwork, mm-hmm. and you're trying to push a lot of air volume through it. Quite different than what you want done in a duckwork for air conditioning system.
Right.
How do y'all deal with that?
So one of the things is we'll do AeroSeal, or we'll seal the ductwork to make sure that, you know, there is no leakage. And then we'll use a special type of registers that we can control the static pressure in the ductwork so that we can balance the airflow to the size of that room. And that's a huge problem. You know, if air is like water, it's going to take the path of least resistance. So swamp coolers, they put huge registers in the big, you know, the big living rooms and tiny registers in the bedrooms. And we would just crack a window and that's where the airflow would go. Well, now that's not going to work with a closed loop system. So we'll seal the ductwork, pressurize it, seal it. Then we'll use a special type of register, an OBD register, and then balance the airflow according to the room size.
And what does OBD stand for? I can never remember.
OBD register stands for opposable blade dampers.
Okay.
They're fully adjustable. You can control them to where there's no airflow coming out of them at all or wide open. And those are the only type of registers that you can get a true air balance on in your home.
Right.
Now,
as opposed to the stamped grill where it's got the little louver.
Right. That just directs the air vertical and horizontal. People see that little closing, that little arm on there, and they think, well, that's it. And it's not. An OBD will actually have a Phillips head behind those, and you adjust it with a screwdriver, and it closes like a damper, like a shutter on a window.
Right. And I tell people all the time, don't shut your vents off.
No.
Don't close your doors and vents in rooms you're not using.
No, you're just like starving the air conditioner for air or the furnace for air. If you do that, you're actually not letting it push the air it needs to be able to pull back. So it actually does damage to the system, and it makes it work harder.
And you've got the 50s and 60s homes that were built in Tucson. They're the brick. They're the low pitch roof. All the ductwork is in right down the hall. Everything spits right off of that hall. The vap cooler sits right on top. And 99% of the time, you can open the sheetrock and find that the ductwork is completely rusted through.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly right. And most houses now are a combination of both hard duct and flex duct. Now, the houses that have exclusively hard duct throughout the house, like you're speaking of, the older houses, you see, hard duct comes in 42-inch sections. So that means every 3.5 feet, you have a sheet metal joint. And they didn't even change the code until a few years ago, requiring builders to paint around those seams with duct sealant. And so it's just always been understood that ductwork systems leak. Mm-hmm. Because literally every 42 inches, you have a sheet metal joint that leaks air. And on the really long runs of ductwork, you have an opposite effect. You can create a vortex, and you can actually pull debris from the crawl spaces and from the soffits right into your closed loop system. For instance, if you
after the filter.
Yes. So I go into.
So you're blowing all that junk into your. Into your
living environment,
yeah.
Yes, and right into your lungs.
Yeah.
And so I'm in and out of about 4 to 5 houses a day in my job. I work in the field every day just like my guys do. And a lot of times I'll encounter an air filter that's very clean, and the people tell me, hey, look, I've changed this air filter every 30 days. I'm religious about it, and that's absolutely important. But yet you see dirt on the corners of their registers in the house. And so I'll point that out to the customer. I'll say, have you noticed this dust and dirt on the corners of your register? Oh, yeah, I wondered where that's coming from. Well, that's a great question. Where is that coming mm-hmm. from? If you're changing your filter every 30 days, then where's the dirt coming from? And the answer is this. It is infiltrating into your ductwork system through those same leaks that you're losing air out of. You're bringing construction material, debris, all kinds of bad stuff right into your closet.
Microfiber insulation.
Yeah,
fiberglass, yes. Everything that you don't want to be breathing is circulating through your ductwork system.
Now, tell me y'all's history and experience, because I have to tell you, I'm kind of slow to come around to new things. Maybe it's the inner cynic in me or skeptic. But when they came out with the AeroSeal product, I was very, very skeptical. It looked like a high profit margin product that you really couldn't verify whether it was doing its product because you were putting it in areas you couldn't see anyway. But the test coming back on that stuff is pretty pretty darn impressive.
Well, it's a no-brainer test. I mean, we can tell you, when we hook up the duct blast, we can tell you exactly what the leakage is. And as they start doing the AeroSeal, they don't stop until they get it to exactly where we want it to end. So we can get the leakage down to a half of an inch.
Yeah. And what's the durability of that product? Do we know yet? We've been installing that now, what, 8-9 years?
Yeah, it's a lifetime warranty.
Is it really?
Yeah, on the AeroSeal itself, it's a lifetime warranty.
Okay.
And it's an absolutely valid procedure. A lot of studies have been done. And the truth is this, sealing your ductwork system, if it's excessively leaky, is the single most effective way of improving the efficiency of your home. For dollar, there is nothing better than to seal your ductwork if you need your ductwork sealed. Now, a lot of companies will tell you that you absolutely have to seal your ductwork regardless.
Yeah.
And the truth is this, you may or may not need the AeroSeal procedure. And there's only one way to truly find out, and that's to pressure test your ductwork system. What we do at Temperature Control is a scientific evaluation of your ductwork system and your air conditioning system. We call those results into our utility company, which happens to be Tucson Electric Power, and then they give us the exact efficiency, like Tony was saying, of the unit as it sits.
Zero and dear.
Yeah, there is absolutely no guesswork to the procedures we do. And one thing we'll never do at Temperature Control is recommend that you buy something that you don't need.
Yeah.
We perform scientific tests first, and then we let you make the decision.
That is a product by an unscrupulous contractor that can be used as just a high margin upgrade to practically any sale.
Yeah, and typically what they'll do is they'll tell you need the AeroSeal. So we do it a little different. We run the test. We'll run the duct blast test for free. Absolutely no charge. We will then tell you your exact percentage leakage. And then you can make the decision on whether or not the price of the AeroSeal makes sense for you or not.
Okay. Very good. And does TEP do a duct sealing?
Yeah, that's that $450 rebate. If you have up to certain leakages, different tiers. But
okay.
TEP does offer a program, so.
Yes, okay. And the specifics of that program are these. If you qualify for Tier 1 incentive program, TEP will kick in $250 toward the duct sealing procedure.
Okay.
If you have excessive duct leakage over 50%, then TEP will kick in $450 toward the duct sealing procedure.
Okay.
It's that big of a deal.
Fantastic. We're here with our air conditioning and heating specialist experts, Rosie Certified from Tucson. They're called Temperature Control, new partners. Happy to have joined y'all. Their number is 544-5665, offering a free 20-point inspection of your cooling and 20-point inspection of your heating unit for all Rosie listeners.
And y'all will be at Saba next week?
We will be at Saba next week.
And how many tickets do we have? We've got a great response.
They were very generous. We have a bunch.
All right, so keep emailing us. We've had at least 20 so far come in. So that's
fantastic.
40 total, 20 pairs.
Awesome.
We have more?
Yes.
Email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you want free Saba tickets.